here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 22nd of March, 2010. It's the birthday of Billy Collins, born in Queens, New York, 1941. He was in his 40s when he published his first book, The Apple That Astonished Paris. He's become one of the country's most popular poets. His book, Sailing Alone Around the Room, has sold almost 200,000 copies, more than any other book of poetry in this century. Billy Collins, who said the Romantics killed off humor in poetry and they also eliminated sex, things which were replaced by landscape. I thought that was a pretty bad trade-off, so I'm trying to write about humor and landscape and occasionally sex. It's the birthday of the novelist who wrote, I just pointed my rifle at him and let him have the big one right through the third button on his shirt. If he ever figured to sew that particular button on again, he was going to have to scrape it off his backbone. The Western novelist Louis L'Amour, born in Jamestown, North Dakota, 1908. And that was a quote from Ride the Dark Trail. It's the birthday of the translator Edith Grossman, born in Philadelphia, 1936, who has translated the works of Mario Vargas Llosa and the Spanish writer Julian Rios and every one of Gabriel Garcia Marquez's books since Love in the Time of Cholera in the late 80s. And a few years ago, she did a new translation of Cervantes' Don Quixote. Studied Spanish in high school, college, grad school, became a professor of Spanish literature, liked to teach Latin American fiction, such as the writing of Marquez. She started translating stories, then a few novels, and then worked on Marquez's Love in the Time of Cholera. She knew that he liked William Faulkner, so she used Faulkner's style as a guide. She said, I didn't use any contractions. I used Latinate words, polysyllabic words, instead of German monosyllables. Anytime I could, I chose a longer word rather than a shorter word, as if Hemingway had never lived. The book was a hit. She quit teaching, began translating full-time. An editor contacted her about translating Don Quixote. She said she was terrified at the thought, had bad dreams about it at night. She had always translated living writers. And then a writer whom she had translated, Julian Rios, told her, don't be afraid, translate Cervantes the way you translate everybody else, because he's the most modern writer we have. She said she realized that Don Quixote is not a puzzle for academics, not a repository of Renaissance usage or a historical monument or a text for the classroom. It is a work of literature. And so she went to work on it. Here's a poem for today by Connie Wanick entitled Monopoly. We used to play, long before we bought real houses, a roll of the dice could send a girl to jail. The money was pink, blue, gold, as well as green, and we could own a whole railroad or speculate in hotels where others dreaded staying. The cost was extortionary. At last, one person would own everything, every teaspoon in the dining car, every spike driven into the planks by immigrants, every crooked mayor. But then, with only the clothes on our backs, we ran outside, laughing. Monopoly by Connie Wanick from her collection On Speaking Terms, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by LendingTree.com, offering the new Loan Coach, giving personalized financial advice for every step of the lending process. Just one of the many tools at the all-new LendingTree.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.